set out to do at the beginning was to sort of take it apart piece by piece, so that the government would have to grant so many exemptions and waivers on VRT that ultimately the tax would be unworkable. And the hearings now on the 21st are further developments on that, and hopefully we're going to get the same kind of judgments on these cases, which we're very confident that we're going to do, and ultimately the tax will fall eventually.
So in theory here, someone who had their car taken off them by revenue officials, could they have a case in the Court of European Law?
Well, it would have to be appealed to the European Court of Justice. My interpretation of what's happened so far is that this will be from an ongoing basis, that basically the rules will be changed from an ongoing basis. I don't think it's going to be retrospective. With this ruling, it regards leasing, hiring of vehicles, borrowing vehicles. If the case is ongoing at the moment, there is a possibility that they could appeal it. This judgment also actually allows for rebates on VRT as well, where the hired car, the car is on HP, is actually returned outside of the state, that there would be a residual VRT refund due on it as well.
So could cross-border workers maybe see a cut in this tax?
Exactly. What this is looking at is if you take a car on hire purchase, for example, from a finance firm in Northern Ireland, basically the usage of the vehicle in the state is all that can be applied, so as a percentage. So if, for example, the duty that's owed on the vehicle was €1,600 and it's only used 10% of the time in the state, then the duty on it would be only 10% of that.